AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's border czar is suggesting there could be a drawdown in the number of immigration enforcement agents in Minneapolis. But Sagar Magani reports there's a caveat.
Amid protests over operations and a fatal shooting.
President Trump wants this fixed. And I'm going to fix it. With your help.
Tom Homan says some agents could leave if state and local officials cooperate. Among other things, he's re-upping calls for local jails to transfer custody of illegal immigrants to ICE rather than releasing them and forcing agents to find them.
More agents in the jail means less agents in the street.
Homan's also doubling down against protesters, calling them agitators, and warning against assaulting or getting in the way of his officers.
And there will be zero tolerance.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the Senate, Democrats voted to block legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies as they continue to negotiate with Republicans and the White House on new restrictions for President Trump's immigration enforcement surge. The Justice Department has charged the man who attacked Representative Ilhan Omar at an event in Minneapolis this week. Hai Panchwani has details.
The man arrested for the attack, Anthony Kazmierczak, faces a charge of forcibly assaulting, opposing, impeding, and intimidating Omar. That's according to court papers filed in federal court and made public. An affidavit says authorities determined the substance was water and apple cider vinegar. Kazmierczak has a criminal history and has made online posts supportive of President Donald Trump. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Unemployment claims edged lower last week, and mortgage rates have ticked higher, a 30-year averaging 6.1%. And on Wall Street, a day of dramatic swings finished with relatively modest moves. The Dow up, the S&P and the NASDAQ down. This is AP News. Winter's sting being felt hard in the South.
Sadly, we can confirm 10 fatalities.
That's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves talking about the state's worst winter storm in more than 30 years. And Reeves says nearly 100,000 people are still without power.
There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of linemen, both from in-state and out-of-state, that are out working.
Some 60 warming centers are open across the state. At the Mississippi state line in Hardin County, Tennessee, the county's emergency management director says people are prepared to manage a couple of days without power, but they can't go on much longer than that. There are more than 96,000 homes and businesses without power in Nashville. Forecasters say sub-freezing temperatures will continue in the eastern U.S. into February, and a new influx of Arctic air will arrive this weekend. I'm Donna Water.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.